News Now Warsaw, WRSW 1480 AM and W259 BJ 99.7 FM, Warsaw, Indiana.
Remember when all the weird stuff was being said, like, wear two masks before you go outside?
It's a strange world, all right.
As a matter of fact, at RV Car Company, we never stop buying cars and selling cars. 600 vehicles to choose from right now with no payments for 90 days and rates as low as 3.79% with approved credit.
$3,500 minimum for your trade-in, or we'll match your down payment up to $3,500.
And financing options available for everyone, even the toughies.
Shop now and get pre-approved.
Shop now at rvcarcompany.com.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM, 1480 AM, online at newsnowwarsaw.com, and the News Now Warsaw app. Here's your host for Tiger Talk, the radio voice of Tiger Sports, Roger Grossman.
Good morning. How are you? It's the 21st day of January, 2023. Last night in boys basketball, Warsaw beat Concord, 52-35. Matt Moore will be in studio in a little bit to talk about that. And during the game, Jackson Gould passed 1,000 points. In his career, you heard him after the game last night. Matt Moore will talk more about him here as well. Northwood beat Goshen 45-29 last night. Wauwatosa beat Plymouth 55-40. Tonight, it'll be Northridge at Mishawaka. And Mishawaka is one of the two unbeaten teams still in the NLC. In the TRC, Maconaqua beat Western 66-41. Manchester won again. They beat Rochester 71-49. Northfield beat Whitco 59-37. Valley beat Southwood 62-47, and Wabash beat North Miami 75-33. In the Bi-County semifinals, Glenn beat Triton 56-22, and LaVille beat Argus 59-52. In the Northeast Corner Conference, Angola, Central Noble, West Noble, and Westview were winners. In the NIC, Elkhart beat St. Joe's 64-58. Penn beat Mishawaka Marion in a sold-out palace last night 66-52. That is the TV 46 game of the week. I highly recommend you watch that. That was quite the atmosphere last night. Washington beat Gemtown 66-29. New Prairie beat Bremen 52-43. There was a girls' conference game last night. Northridge had a lot more trouble with Mishawaka than a lot of people thought they would. Northridge 61, Mishawaka 53 tonight. Northwood is at Goshen. Wauwatosa is at Plymouth, and Warsaw is at Concord. We'll have that game for you on News Now Warsaw starting at 7:25 as the Lady Tigers try to take the outright Northern Lakes Conference Championship. We'll talk with Lenny Krebs about that and Wednesday's game against Homestead coming up next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Our area lakes might be cold and ice could be forming, but now is the time to dream ahead to next year for a great time on the water with help from Splendor Boats. If this past summer you thought about taking your family's summer to the next level, make plans now to see the experts at Splendor. You can buy your pontoon, custom-built catamaran, or boat accessories at Warsaw's only marina on East Winona Avenue, or visit the original Splendor Boats location on State Road 15 in Silver Lake, and online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. Splendor Boats thanks you for a great year and looks forward to serving you even better in the years ahead.
Basketball is a game where your team could play man defense, zone defense, motion offense, press. You could focus on shooting threes or scoring in the post. Whatever strategy you use, in order to win the game, your team needs a head coach with an effective game plan. We at Alder for Bergen can help you develop and implement a financial game plan for your family's future.
Let Alder for Bergen be the head coach of your financial planning team. Alder for Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderforbergen.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Monty's Best One Tire and Auto Care. Where the best costs less. When you head out on the road, you need to trust your car. Monty's Tire is always here to keep it running right. Monty's Best One Tire and Auto Care. Where the best costs less.
You're listening to Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM, 1480 AM. Let's talk girls basketball with head coach Lenny Krebs.
Good morning.
Good morning. First of all, I believe somebody had a birthday yesterday. Happy birthday to Roger Grossman.
Thank you. I appreciate that. 55, and then I broadcast a game last night, and I had trouble keeping the score. I'm just like, oh my goodness, I feel so old today. I did. I struggled. I went back and I looked. How do you not know the difference between Jackson Gould and Brant Martin? Because I gave Jackson a basket that, or I gave Brant a basket that Jackson had. So, old man, senior moment there for me.
I guess we're just all joining that club. So welcome to the club.
Goodness. I want to start on a positive note because I don't want to forget this and I don't want to run out of time for it. The IHSAA sent an exemplary behavior report out this week for both the boys and the girls basketball teams at Warsaw. And I saw the incident that led to it. Now, the exemplary behavior, that's a good thing. Athletic directors, referees, whenever they see something good, they're encouraged to contact the IHSA and let them know about it. This is from the Mishawaka game. It's something that I noticed and talked about on the radio, and it ended up getting back to the IHSAA, and they sent you a big kudos. Can you talk about what happened?
Well, you know, one of the things we talk about as a program is you always leave a place better than what you found it. You leave a place better because you were there. And, you know, after the game at Mishawaka, we just saw the custodian wheel the chair cart out before we even got to the locker room. And it was a school night. Yeah, I'm sure people were anxious to get the school cleaned. I'm sure there were a lot of things going on. So we just had the girls pick up the chairs, fold them up, and help put them on the rack. We were going to get our bench, and the girls proceeded on their own to get both benches and pick up the chairs. It might seem like a minor thing, but for one person to pick up those chairs, it could take some additional time. It took us a minute to pick up those chairs. And, you know, at the same time, that's part of the humility, the humble attitude we want. We want to be servant leaders. And, you know, I'm proud of the girls for that.
I was proud of them, too. That was very well done. Saturday night, last Saturday, big game. You're as nervous. You were more nervous, I think, looking to me before that game than you were the Northridge game. You were really nervous about Goshen, their height, and their ability to score from inside. And Kyra Hill is terrific. And your girls blitzed them. A 17-0 run turned into a 29-6 run to end the half, and it was over at halftime.
You know, that game, anytime you have a 6'3", 6'1", type defenders, it's going to be tough to get points inside. And, you know, the last 4 years prior to this year, we were spoiled with an Abby Sanner inside who could not just score against them, but defend against them. My concern was more, how can we defend against this type of size? And, you know, our girls turned up the pressure, turned up the heat. At the beginning of the game, we knew Goshen was going to come out strong. Goshen, Warsaw, it's a big rival game in a sense of that's a game they only want to win. But our girls turned up the pressure, and you know, you could see by the third quarter, they wanted no part of that pressure at any point in time. We were able to keep Kyra Hill away from the basket a little bit more, made her handle the basketball. I'm proud of the girls and the effort. Though those games make me nervous, I'm past the point of the Goshen background just because these are kids that I wouldn't have had. They were in the youth program at the time. I'm past that. But it's just it's one of those games where you know you have to get because you're on a mission to get that NLC title. But the girls responded wonderfully. I'm proud of the girls and the fact that they continue to bring effort every single day.
Goshen did get a lot of offensive rebounds, but they were unable to put them in. And it came down to the perimeter defense. When you were able to turn them over, it turned into fast breaks and easy points, and your girls executed that stuff beautifully.
You know, the second chance opportunities is something we have to do a better job of from here on out if we want to get to where we want to go with a deep turning run. And then that just comes down to being disciplined. We're not going to out-jump very many people. We need to make sure we make contact with them and hit first and block out. And that's something we're continuing to work on. But at the same time, we can also prevent you from crashing the boards by being a threat to transition quickly from defense to offense, knowing we're going to push a basketball up in an opponent's mind. They might go, I don't want to crash quite as hard. You know, I use an example with us, Southern Washington. We finally just started sending two people back to play defense when we shot because we knew they were going to take off the other way. You know, we can limit some offensive rebounding opportunities of our opponents by being a threat to push the basketball the other way. At the same time, limit shot attempts by that defensive pressure. The girls have bought into it, and it's fun to watch. It's fun to coach. I think it's fun to play for the most part, and it's tough to play against.
Very satisfying win on Saturday against Goshen. Then you go to Homestead. And the goal of this game is to get better, to play a hard team 2 weeks before the sectional. You call it a free game, and we totally understand what you mean by that. But it was a very frustrating game. Your girls are up by 9 in the second quarter. You look up, they hit a half-court shot at the buzzer at halftime to get to within 1 at halftime. And we wondered at halftime, you know, how would the Lady Tigers respond to that? And it just didn't look like they did. I mean, they just came out of the third quarter flat, and Homestead had a big third quarter, and they just never were able to get up off of the deck.
You know, that is a free game, an opportunity to play a team on their floor and get better. In the tail of that game, in the last minute of each quarter, we were outscored by 11 points. In the last minute of each quarter, that's our youth. Understanding how the game situation changes as time winds down and how we can steal possessions at the end, in a sense that we have the ball, we have an opportunity for the last shot, and we have the possession arrow, the start of the next quarter. We get two consecutive possessions without the opponent touching the basketball. Instead, we had some shots that happened a little bit too quickly, which led to points on the other end when they probably shouldn't have had a possession. And that's our youth, because this is a group of kids. They know one speed, pedal to the metal, foot to the floor, full speed ahead. And we knew there was some of that innocence in these kids of trying to figure out how to play. And, you know, that's the difference between a lot of these high school games and some of that AAU atmosphere where AAU, you're going to play and some of those things don't matter. But in high school, you've got to learn to play the situation and know how to wrap up quarters. And we didn't do a very good job of that. And that's what I mean by we learned from it. It was something we were going to learn from. The outcome, yes, I would have loved to beat them, but we learned. And that's what we want with this group. And we showed them that number of what they were outscored by in the last minute. And you could see some lights come on. So I like what we learned from it. At the same time, we had an opportunity to take a lead late in the game, and we just couldn't get over it to play Homestead on the floor and do what we did with this young group. I'm proud of their effort. Looking forward to what we have in store.
Over the last, I'll call it 11 minutes, it may have been a little more, a little less, both teams looked exhausted. It was not a free game to the girls on the court for either team. They went at it as hard as they could for 32 minutes, but you got down to about the last 11 minutes and two teams that were just physically wiped out, and they started to lean on each other, and it got really physical, and Homestead looked stronger than us. Is that age? Is that seniors and juniors against freshmen and sophomores?
You go back, Homestead has three really good freshmen. They had three freshmen that are going to be great high school kids, but you look at their lineup, they had three seniors in their lineup that played a ton of minutes, who have been through the battle, who have the additional 3 years of high school. They've got that strength. They've got that wisdom. They've got the, to me, that's the difference in some of this. At the same time, we have to do a better job of changing up defense. As you go back to the Northridge game, we were able to fatigue them probably more mentally than physically by keeping them guessing what we were going to be. And we went from full court man to half court trap to different defenses. Watch our Homestead game. We didn't do that quite as much. And that's something we as a staff talked about. We have to do better. As a result of full court pressing the whole time against a team like Homestead, we were also fatiguing ourselves. And you know, you saw that. We learned from it both as a staff and as players, and we're looking forward to putting that in play moving forward, because at the same time, our goal was, you go back to Penn, we couldn't get Penn sped up early in the year. Penn dictated the pace against us. We were actually able to dictate the pace against Homestead, which is what we wanted to see. Can we dictate this pace? Because that's going to be what we have to do come sectional time.
You have three games left tonight at Concord. You are heavily favored in that game. This is for the conference championship outright. You've already gained at least a share of it. It'll be the 18th in school history. You have repeatedly said, I'm not interested in sharing this with anyone else. We completely support you in that. Do not share. What are your goals beyond winning the game? What are your goals from the tip-off to the final buzzer for tonight?
You know, once again, tonight is about getting better, finding things we can do. We've got certain things we're trying to do in our half-court man today that we haven't done since Northridge to see if we can do it and get better for tourney play. Every game is an opportunity to get better. We have limited practices left. If you think about practices, we may have 5-6 practices minimum before we could be done for the year. We have to use every opportunity to get better. Today's about getting better. I don't care about the scoreboard. Obviously, I care about the win, but I don't care about the margin of victory. You know, people always like to get on and tell me, well, John Harrell predicted. I wish John Harrell wouldn't post these predictions for people to see. I refuse to look at them. And I don't care about the margin of victory. I care about us getting better. And there are things that we have in mind that we need to do better, both offensively and defensively. And that's what we're setting out to do tonight.
And then you have two games next week, which are really interesting games as to the way it shapes up. You have Elkhart at home in your final home game of the year. Elkhart's kind of been up and down. They're dangerous, and you might see them in the sectional the following week. And then you go to Huntington for that makeup game from at Christmas time when that game got snowed out. That really falls into a really interesting place in the schedule because that's a good Huntington North team who earlier in the season beat Homestead.
You know, first of all, Elkhart's going to create a unique challenge with their athleticism and quickness. Can we press and pressure that type of quickness? It's going to be an opportunity for us to see what we need to do in a situation like that. Very dangerous team. Coach Cody's done an amazing job with that program. And then going to Huntington, which is more of your Penn type look, wasn't meant to be this way. We were supposed to play before Christmas, but I think it's setting up nicely for us to play this type of team right before sectional. Coach Hines is doing an amazing job there. He's disciplined. They run their system well. It's going to be a unique challenge. I also like the fact that we don't go from Tuesday until possibly the following Friday or Saturday. If we would happen to get a bye in sectional, we experienced that last year. So I like where the Huntington North game is setting up, especially the type of opponent that it gives us to compete at that time. You know, sectional draws Sunday, so we'll find out more.
There's a coach that I know from downstate had a really interesting thought about this last week of the regular season before the tournament starts. And he said he's considering in the future scheduling his season one game short so that if they get the bye in the tournament, right, and they don't play till Friday, that they would find somebody who needs a game and add it just to have a game in there the last week. What do you think about that? Is that something that you would consider doing?
I mean, I think that's a unique thing because you don't want a week and a half at this point of the season from your last game until you play in the tournament. Everybody wants that bye. Everybody says they want it. The fans want it. The players think it's good as a coach. I don't like it. I want a game on Tuesday night. I want to pick my opponent,
yes.
But I want a game on Tuesday night because that's too long to go. I love the philosophy of a game short and possibly scheduling a game. I think the downfall would be, could you find someone in a similar boat within a travel area that could also play on that night? And we had talked about this year scheduling a temporary game with someone, knowing that if we didn't get a bye, maybe we just cancel it and drop it by mutual agreement if we didn't play on Tuesday, that we would play it. I mean, there's some unique concepts going on right now with how this is all shaking out with the buys and that type of thing. Love the philosophy, if it could happen or not. I would love for him to try it and let me know how it works.
Yeah, well, trust me, coaches all over the state are waiting to see what his draw is going to be, and then we'll go from there. The sectional, we know what that is, right? We know these teams. You play all of them. We never played Elkhart, really, except for the last seven or eight years at the end of the season. So you know everybody. They know you. It makes for a really interesting dynamic going into tomorrow night at 5 o'clock.
No, I think a lot of this is going to come down to jaw again. What type of jaw do you get? Who do you have to play? I go back to 2 years ago. I thought we really had a team that could compete and possibly make a run. And you have to play NLC champion Goshen, followed by Northridge. And then on the third night, play Penn. That's a tough thing for anybody to do. You know, so I think some of this also comes down to jaw and some of that depth that you have or haven't built because you've got to play three games in a week. I'm encouraged by the fact that we had a sectional week earlier in the year. We played Northwood on Tuesday, Ben Davis on Friday, Westfield on Saturday. The girls experienced that, and we come through it in a successful manner so that the girls know what they have to do. We'll wait and see what that jaw says tomorrow.
And playing a game on the tournament site is just a whole lot better than having a shootaround for an hour and a half.
It is. You know, we get to go to Concord, sectionals at Concord. Tonight is also that sectional gym that we need to get used to. So being able to play that game, I'd much rather play a game there than practice. It definitely gives you that game feel, so we have an advantage here.
Okay, we'll see you tonight.
Yep, thank you.
Lenny Krebs of the Lady Tigers. We will be with the Lady Tigers tonight as they go for the Outright Conference Championship. The airtime is expected 7:25. We are encouraging for you to start listening at 7 just in case the first game ends a little early. And you can hear that right here on News Now Warsaw. When we come back, we'll talk about the boys' win last night over Concord against the Minutemen last night in the Tiger Den. And we'll do that next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Community involvement has always been important to Crossroads Bank, and one way they show that is by supporting the local schools. Whether it's cheering them on in the stands or taking part in community programs, you'll find Crossroads Bank rooting for the home team. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
Traveling, double dribble, personal foul, all bad things in basketball. Spotty dishes, rust stains, dry skin, and hair. All bad things when it comes to your water. Rab Water Systems All-Star Team can help you eliminate your water penalties. Home of the non-electric Kinetico, which provides clean, clear water 24/7 without electricity. Call or visit rabwater.com to fix your water.
See it and save on it at Lakeside Chevrolet. Save on over 250 new and pre-owned vehicles. Save with payments as low as $199 a month. Or credit, no problem. Save with Lakeside's Everyone is Approved program. Lakeside Chevy, with locations in Warsaw and Huntington, is the home of warranty forever. Don't want to buy a vehicle? Lakeside will buy your vehicle even if you don't buy one from us. Stop in and get an offer in less than 5 minutes.
We own your business every day. Lakeside Chevrolet.
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company in Warsaw on News Now Warsaw, continues as Roger is joined by boys basketball coach Matt Moore.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Roger.
Good win last night.
They are. Wins are fun. Wins are hard to come by, and that one was earned for sure.
It started, as we talked about, immediately after the game. It started out rough. First quarter was rough, and it felt like we're in for another long night of Warsaw and Concord. This is not going to end well. The boys got her turned around.
Yeah, I thought our focus was in a good place, though. I thought even though we didn't start well, a lot of our turnovers came from us trying to make plays for other guys, and that's a good thing. You know, we're looking to pass the ball and get other guys moving. But I thought we didn't get too worked up and emotional. We just kind of stayed the course, and we guarded well. We stayed attached. That was the game plan. I thought the guys did a great job of that. I thought Trey Davis and Carson especially, just, you know, they're not going to fill the stat sheet yet, but the things that they do that impact the game, especially defensively, are just phenomenal. And then, you know, I thought Luke Yeager's presence last night was kind of one of the first times this year where he said, you know what, I'm here. You're going to feel that, and was really proud of him at both ends.
It was a game that set up for him to have a big night. Concord doesn't have – they've got McEwen, who's a really – good player and a really big guy, but just not as tall as Luke is. And it set up for Luke to be a big factor in the game last night, and he certainly was that.
Yeah, I thought he was able to rebound in space where, you know, he blocked his guy out and then he went and got the basketball. And I think that's, for guys that want to go and play at the next level, that becomes, you know, such a vital element to the college game is, can you rebound outside of your area? And I thought last night Luke really showed his ability to, you know, just be a presence in the middle, and he felt like he was the biggest player on the floor, and he played that way, and it was really neat to see.
And when you've got a guy like that, you need him to be aggressive and assertive. And Luke was as aggressive and as assertive as we've seen him this season.
Yeah, as for him, right? Like,
yeah.
I think we all want to have him just kind of growl and, you know, say a bad word and, you know, just kind of get after it, but not, you know, not really. But, you know, I joke with him a lot about that, but he's just kind of even keel. And, you know, that is a weapon at times. But we also want him to kind of get out of his shell in many ways and continue to evolve and show that. And, you know, he's done that in his skill set. You know, he's shooting threes now, and we encourage that. And, excuse me, I think sometimes there's a belief aspect, and then there's an ability aspect. And he's probably kind of split 50-50 right now in that I think we as a staff believe he's a lot better than maybe what he thinks. And the next component of that is continuing to stack his skill set to find his advantages, because he has unique advantages to guys that are potentially similar size to him, because he can step out and shoot the ball, and he can be versatile that way.
One of the things that's interesting about this team is you have almost two teams within a team, because you've got a couple of guys, three guys, that are really emotionally driven, right? Their hearts are on their sleeves. They have to play with large amounts of passion. And then you've got a bunch of other guys, probably the majority of the team, that are like Luke Jaeger, that are very even-keeled, very to themselves, not big talkers. How difficult is it to merge those two together and get everybody pointed in the right direction?
You know, I think we are rowing in the right direction in terms of, you know, our focus and our intent. I think pulling that out of guys at times is challenging for sure, because, you know, Carson has evolved in that in a big way from a year ago to today. Brant is someone who is very quiet. Luke Bricker is very quiet. Luke Jaeger is very quiet. And even into our JV team, like their voices, you know, other than probably Reed Nelson, it's just not a group that is naturally wired to, you know, really communicate at the level we're asking them to. And then you have other guys, you know, Jackson obviously is somebody who's a great communicator, and other guys have grown on that as well. And I think as long as, you know, the on-court effort is focused in the right way, I think that the language and the growth and the talking will eventually come. It's the understanding of what is going on and processing it. And then, oh, by the way, this is a hard thing to do, guarding at the level we want you to guard at. And, you know, talking then kind of falls down the chart for some of those guys because they're so locked into doing their job. And I think, you know, that's what we assess. If they're not guarding at the level we need and they're not talking, then it becomes a challenge that we're going to have to find somebody else to do that job. But I think as long as the effort's there, we'll continue to help them in ways that they need to communicate.
A historic night for Jackson Gould, a big burden lifted off of his shoulder, his back, his other shoulder, all parts of him. Thank you for bringing him up after the game last night. That was really good to hear from him. And when we asked him about his shoulder, like, how much can you explain in words how much it really hurts? And he took this great big deep breath. And it took him 3 or 4 seconds to answer, because it's hard to communicate just how badly he feels. And so for him to get to 1,000, I don't know. Well, I'm sure I didn't think that when he injured himself in the Columbia City game, after he'd originally hurt himself in the scrimmage, I didn't think we'd ever see this happen.
Yeah, I mean, it's an amazing thing, honestly, to kind of be part of that process and watch it as closely as we have. You know, doing that in and of itself is a challenge. I mean, I think there's only he's the 13th guy that at Warsaw Community Schools that has done that. And think of all the great players and all the great teams that have come through. And it's a feat in and of itself. And then you couple that with the challenge to overcome just the physical hurdles that he's had to, in the way that he's had to do it by just kind of changing what he can do in many ways. I mean, he's made more points left-handed this year than most left-handers probably do in some teams. So I was just impressed with his ability to overcome what the mental fortitude took to get to that point. And he's done it in a way that hasn't compromised us in any way. It's like, I still think he's who he's always been, and that's what we need him to be. And it is, you know, then you put that in front of your head, like, man, maybe I can't get to that number, because all of us, I don't care who you are. I was the same way, with assists. Like we all have our individual elements where we want to chase these things down. But it's still coupled inside of our team having success. I'm sure if we don't win that game last night, Jackson's probably not going to celebrate the 1,000 points the way that he did us winning, right? And I think that's just a tribute to kind of what he's about. And, you know, I just, it's impressive, and I'm very happy for him, and I'm happy for our team that, you know, our guys have been able to see him up close go through something that is very difficult, and do it in a manner that has not been easy, but still in the forefront of that, keep the team at the precipice of what we're trying to do.
I asked him a trick question at the end last night. I said, so you're going to take tomorrow off, right? And he goes, absolutely not.
Yeah.
So, coach, you're the one who controls that. What do you do with Jackson today?
I mean, I told him in the locker room before the game, after this night, fellas, over the last 2 years, we're 15-2.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. I mean, I'm not going to say it's me or my staff. It's just our guys decide that we're tired of this not playing great. We're going to start playing great. And the last 2 years, we're 15-2 in the regular season to finish the year. And I just kind of... I don't get on the soapbox much anymore, but I felt like last night they needed to hear kind of where my heart was, and I just said, look, I'm done losing. I'm done losing games, and I need to figure out who's going to join my pursuit of this, and it's going to start tonight. It's not going to start tomorrow. So I think, you know, Jackson and Drew and Will and those guys that have, you know, you can count the games left on your hand now. I think that shifts your mindset a little bit. And they're like, yeah, I'm with that, and I want to be with that, and I hope that they continue to bring other guys with them. And I thought that was kind of our message to our group is, like, our focus, right? We're not losing again. We're gonna run it out. We may get beat, but we're not losing. And that's two different mindsets, and I think our approach last night showed that, and we're going to do it again today.
Okay, so explain the difference.
You know, I think just when you go into games, sometimes there's doubt, there's uncertainty, there's other agendas, and when you sell out to the cause and you're all in, you know, we've done that at times. I think it just changes. I've said this before. When you become all about the team, like just truly all about the team, your entire experience changes, and you become a senior, and now you get to this point where, man, it's coming to the end. And so when you shift that mindset and you whatever it will take, right, whatever it will take, me coming off the bench, great, me shooting more, me shooting less, me being a better teammate, me rebounding, me watching more film, whatever it takes, like, we're not losing. Now, you still may be better than me at the end of the day, but if I've emptied that tank, then I can leave knowing that I'm satisfied with the pursuit of excellence that I've put forth. And that's the mindset, right? And I believe that. I think it's shown the last 2 years. We've been able to have some leadership and some groups that have done that. And I challenge this group to do that. And I think they have what it takes. I don't want them to feel comfortable. I don't want them to feel like sorry for themselves in any way because of anything that's happened. I just want them to kind of lock in and say, we're going to tighten ranks here, and we're going to focus on us, and we're going to go do this thing that is very hard to do.
One of the two losses that you have in this back stretch is against Valparaiso. That was 2 years ago. Your boys played really well shorthanded. There were some injuries, and you battled against a top 10 team in the Vikings. They have really struggled this season. Obviously, the Dunlin's good. We know that, but they have really had a hard time. So that makes tonight's game even more interesting.
It does. And it's, you know, they have a Division I player on their team. Barrick does a great job. And when I look at teams and you even look at records, right, you can get lost in records sometimes. And what are their good wins? Like, they just beat a Lake Central team in overtime. It's a good win. They beat a Fishers team. It's a good win. They beat an HSC team. It's a good win. So their ceiling is really high. They had good losses. Like, they lose to Mishawaka Marion by two. So it's not like you can look at the record and go, we're you know, they're the same as us. Like, we're going to have to go up there and we're going to have to go win the game. And that's something that I think defensively it's going to start our ability to just lock in, and we're going to play deep on our bench, and we're going to have some guys commit to guarding Jones and Smiley and those guys. And if we do those things, I think we're in good position. If we're not willing to kind of put it out there, then I think it's going to be a long night for us.
It's good to get a good report from the IHSAA. There are too many bad reports from the IHSAA. Both our girls and boys basketball teams got good reports over the last week. What does it mean to you that the game officials in a game that featured all those ties and all those lead changes and came down to a final shot at the buzzer that your team lost? What does it mean to have the three guys who officiated the game send the IHSAA report how impressed they were with your boys?
Well, it means a lot. I mean, I think obviously you want to win, but I think it goes to show you that there's ways in which you want to win, and there's ways in which you need to lose. And I think our guys, you know, you can feel sorry for yourself, but we had a lot of opportunities to win that game. We didn't. And you got to tip your hat to your opponent, and you got to honor, you know, the game the right way. And, you know, we're going to line up. We're going to shake your hand. We're going to congratulate you. And that's an important thing. And I think our guys have really, you know, Coach Wayne, Coach Bricker, Coach Neely, Coach Petey, Coach Gunner, Coach Simcoe, Coach Kuhn, I think that's kind of what we try to embody. Like, we're not going to get too high. We're not going to get too low. There's, you know, you win, you lose. And you just got to honor that the right way, because that's what the game takes. And it's just a really neat thing that people recognize.
Okay. Go get them tonight.
Thank you.
We will be with the girls. So we will be getting updates via email on the boys' games with the box scores of the quarters for both the JV and the varsity. And we'll keep you updated throughout the night on News Now Warsaw during the girls' contest. When we come back, the Tiger Sports Diary featuring all the scores and schedules of the Warsaw Tiger teams. But before we do that, we thank the Wabash Donuts Shop for supplying us with donuts for the coaches and their kids this morning. When we come back, we'll run through the scores next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Get a fresh start to the new year with a visit to Reinholdt's Town Square Furniture in Warsaw for the January clearance sale. Hi, this is Brent Reinholdt. You'll find specially marked items throughout the store that give you sweet savings on furniture that will look great in your home. Check out the brand new line of premium mattresses from Stearns & Foster and take advantage of special closeout savings on select models. Visit ReinholdtsFurniture.com and hurry into 118 West Main Street in Warsaw today for the January clearance sale.
Hey, it's Andrew from Bobcat of Warsaw, and basketball is back. Who doesn't love the roar of the crowd when someone drills a three-pointer from beyond the arc? Kind of like, who doesn't love the roar of equipment when you start it up, knowing you're about to get something done? So get your somethings done with Bobcat equipment from us. Check out our lineup of Bobcat loaders, excavators, tractors, and mowers. Come see us south of Warsaw on State Road 15. Bobcat of Warsaw is a proud sponsor of Warsaw Tiger basketball.
Booyah!
Hello, I'm Jay Rigdon with Rock Hill Pinnock. As we begin the new year, this is a good time to review all of your legal needs. If you have a will or a trust, but have not had that reviewed by an attorney for a while, come see us. If it needs to be changed, we can help. If it doesn't need to be changed, we'll tell you. If you don't have a will or a trust arrangement to protect your family's future, we will work with you to provide that protection. Don't leave your family out in the cold. Call 267-6116 today for an appointment. Rock Hill Pinnock, lawyers you can count on.
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, continues with a look at the scores and schedules for all the teams at Warsaw Community High School. It's the Tiger Sports Diary on News Now Warsaw.
Let's start with swimming. They had a very busy week and a half since the last time we talked. The girls' NLC finals at the pool at Concord last Saturday. In the 200 medley relay, Warsaw's team of Elizabeth Joselis, Lucy Ray, Julia Gogovsky, and Ariel Strange finished in seventh. In the 200 freestyle, Marissa Howitt was fifth. In the 200 IM, Morgan Howitt was 10th, and Lucy Ray finished in 13th place. In the girls' 50 free, Warsaw's best finisher was Ariel Strange, who came in 12th. In the diving competition, Sophia Stewart finished in 5th. And the girls 100 butterfly, Morgan Hout was 11th and Claire Corson was 16th. In the girls 100 freestyle, Marissa Hout was 6th and Ariel Strange was 11th. In the 500 freestyle competition, Elizabeth Joselis was 6th and Elizabeth Osborne was 14th. In the girls 200 freestyle relay, Warsaw's team of Morgan Howitt, Lucy Ray, Elizabeth Joselis, and Marissa Howitt came in 4th. In the girls 100 backstroke, Warsaw's Julia Gogowski was 11th and Elizabeth Osborne was 13th. In the 100 breaststroke, Elizabeth Joselis was 12th and Lucy Ray was 14th. In the 400 freestyle relay, Warsaw's team of Morgan Howitt, Julia Gogowski, Ariel Strange, and Marissa Howitt came in 4th. Final standings, Concord won the conference championship with a score of 492. Northridge was 2nd, Wauwatosa was 3rd, and Warsaw came in 4th place. Then most of the time, you have your conference meet, and then you go right to the postseason. That doesn't necessarily happen for swimming, and so they had a meet on Tuesday against Culver Academy. In the girls 200 medley relay, the team of Brooke Shimasaki, Marissa Howitt, Ariel Strange, and Morgan Howitt came in 2nd. For the boys, Josh Warner, Ian Wiebrink, Diego Manwaring, and Griffin Brown won the race with a time of 143.45. They won it by 12 seconds. In the girls 200 freestyle, it was Elizabeth Joselis winning in a time of 212.57, while Elijah Zog won the boys race with a time of 2:27, and Alex Bowers was 2nd. In the girls 200 IM, Marissa Howitt won with a time of 225.6, and for the boys, Griffin Brown won with a time of 206.48, and Wrigley Starkweather was 3rd. In the girls 50 free, Morgan Howitt won the race in a time of 28.10, and Ariel Strange was 2nd. And for the boys, Ian Wiebrink just missed out on a school record at 21.51. The school record is 21.50, so he missed out on it by 1/100th of a second. In the girls 1-meter diving competition, Tatisha Gorky won that, a freshman with a score of 177.1. Sophia Stewart was 2nd with a score of 166.45. For the boys, Jay Sawyer won the competition with a score of 284.1. Ian Parrott was 2nd, and Isaac Green came in 3rd. In the girls 100 butterfly, Brooke Shimasaki was 2nd. For the boys 100 butterfly, Wrigley Starkweather was 2nd, and Aiden Teo finished in 3rd. In the girls 100 freestyle, Ariel Strange was 2nd, and Haley Strange was 3rd. For the boys 100 freestyle, we have a new school record holder, and that's Ian Wiebrink, who again just barely missed out in the 50 free, but in the 100 free, he breaks the school record with a time of 47.15. Diego Manwaring finished in 3rd. In the girls 500 free, Elizabeth Joselis was 2nd, and Morgan Howitt finished in 3rd. In the boys 500 free, Alex Bowers won with a time of 533.29, and Caden Reif came in 3rd. In the girls 200 freestyle relay, Ariel Strange, Julia Gogowski, Elizabeth Joselis, and Marissa Howitt came in 1st, with a time of 152.70. In the boys 200 free relay, Griffin Brown, Diego Manwaring, Elijah Zog, and Ian Wiebrink came in 1st with a time of 132.97. In the girls 100 backstroke, Brooke Shimasaki won that race. Brooke Shimasaki won that race. The freshman with a time of 111.68. Elizabeth Osborne was 2nd. In the boys 100 backstroke, Warsaw swept the top 3, Josh Warner winning with a time of 104.85. Aiden Teo was 2nd, Logan Miller came in 3rd. In the girls 100 breaststroke, Marissa Howitt finished 1st with a time of 118.6, and Lucy Ray was 3rd. In the boys 100 breaststroke, Griffin Brown won with a time of 107.39, and Warsaw took the top 3 spots. Elijah Zog was 2nd, and Phoenix Klein came in 3rd. In the final event, in the girls 400 free relay, Julie Gogovsky and Morgan Howitt and Elizabeth Joselis and Brooke Shimasansky won the race with a time of finished in second with a time of 4:08.02. And the boys team of Aiden Teo, Alex Bowers, Caden Reif, and Elijah Zog came in second. Final meet scores. Warsaw won the girls competition 98-88 over Culver Academy, and the boys won 128-57. The wrestling team competed in the NLC tournament at Goshen last Saturday. They had a lot of lineup changes. They had some really tough weight classes. The draw didn't work out very great. Tigers found themselves battling uphill from the start, finished seventh when they had finished tied for third in the dual meet season. Eight wrestlers made their way to the placement rounds, but they only had one finalist, and that was Bryce McNeese at 106, who took second place. They had several third-place finishes, starting at 182 with Jackson Walters, who won a tight contest in the semifinals, picked up three impressive wins for the day. That earned him an at-large all-NLC selection by the coaches. At 195, Nathaniel Rosas put together one of his best tournaments. He went 3-1 to go third. At 220, Cameron Kaufman, for the first time wrestling for the varsity this season, made the most of it. Sophomore big boy picked up a forfeit to start the day and then two pins on the consolation side of the bracket, giving the weight class champion trouble along the way and finishing in third. Isaac B moved up to 285 for the weekend, put together a pretty good run, got an early round pin, followed that up with a tough scrap in the semifinals, battled back in the consolation with a couple of solid wins. He finished in third. Elias Garza wrestled in one of the tougher weight classes at 120. He went 2-2 to take fourth place, dropping two matches by 2 points each. His two victories for the day, he scored 32 points. Bryson Brown was part of another strong weight class at 160. He fell into the consolation rounds early, picked up a quick pin and an impressive toss, and a major decision to close the day with a fifth-place finish. Gabe Veit, a freshman, able to move up into the 132 class, went 2-2 on the day, picking up a couple of pins and finishing in fifth. The wrestling team made a trip to Tipton. I don't know that Warsaw has ever played a team from Tipton. Not in my 20-plus years have I remembered it, but they went to Tipton on Tuesday night for a regular dual match. They got a big lead early, went on to win 59-18. Jackson Walters got things started with a pin in the first round, period at 182. Then a couple of Tipton forfeits helped the cause. Drake Schilling kept the momentum going with an impressive shutout tech fall at 113. Elias Garza wore out his opponent as he earned a pinfall in the third period at 120. The Tigers at that point were up 41-0. Tipton got on the board in the next three weight classes, and then the Tigers responded with three pins in the next three matches. At 145, Grant Cook came out on top of a scramble, secured a first period pin. Danny Moon at 152, Bryson Brown also working for victories. Tipton picked up the final bout of the night, and Warsaw won three of four JV matches prior to the varsity action with Casey Smith, Mariana Castillo, and Brody Duncan all winning by pin in the first period. Then on Thursday, senior night for the wrestlers, they took on Fort Wayne Northside in the Tiger Den, and that wrapped up their dual match season. They won 13 of 14 matches, all of them by pin or forfeit, on their way to a 78-6 win over Northside. Jackson Walters started the night with a pin at 182. Mason Gabrich collected a forfeit at 195. Nathaniel Rosas bumped up to 220 and got another win by pin. Isaac Beam kept things going, again wrestling up at 285, got a pin, as did Bryce McNeese at 106. Drake Schilling took a forfeit at 113 before Elias Garza knocked down a pin at 120. Alex Vallejo with a forfeit. Gabe Veit scored a pin at 132. Parker Dippin took a forfeit at 138. To get points for the Tigers. That pushed the lead to 60-0 before the Legends got their first and only win of the night. Danny Moon hammered out a pin at 152. Bryson Brown took a forfeit to end the night. In the final match of the night, Will Loeza picked up a pin at 170 to settle the scoring at 78-6. It was senior night for Grant Cook, Bryson Brown, Will Loeza, Aiden Lozier, Jackson Walters, and manager Sarah Eastep. Warsaw closes the regular season 17-4. They get the weekend off this weekend. The varsity does. Next weekend will be the sectional round of the IHSAA tournament. The gymnastics team was busy last Saturday. They competed at the Plymouth Invitational. Warsaw finished in ninth with a score of 60.65. Warsaw only has two gymnasts on the team this season. Lucy Vossler was eighth in the vault, and Adasia Wells was 29th. On the bars, Lucy Vossler was 12th, and Adasia Wells was 18th. Then Lucy Vossler was 13th on the beam, and Adasia Wells was 23rd. In the floor exercise, Warsaw's Adasia Wells finished with a score of 7.300, and Lucy Vossler finished with a score of 7.050. In the all-around competition, Vossler finished 12th with a score of 31.5, and Wells was 20th with a score of 29.15. Then the girls on Tuesday took on Homestead and Northwood at Homestead. Homestead won the all-around competition 105.225 to Warsaw's 56.5 to Northwood's 29.4. For Warsaw, Lucy Vossler was 5th on the vault and 4th on the bars. And also Lucy was 6th on the floor exercise. Adasia Wells was 5th on the bars. In the all-round competition, Lucy was 5th and Deja finished in 6th. The freshman boys basketball team lost on Thursday to Concord 41-27. Jordan Randall led the freshman Tigers with 9 points. That brings us up to today. The divers for the Warsaw Boys and Girls Swimming Team will be at Mishawaka for their diving invitational. There's a middle school girls invitational basketball tournament going on at the T-Rack. That's going on right now. It'll continue on through the early part of the afternoon, so keep that in mind today. And if you're looking for something to do, you can go watch some middle school girls basketball. The JV wrestling team is at Plymouth for their invitational today. And then basketball tonight, and again, this is keep track of this now, 5 o'clock our time, the boys, freshmen and JV, will be playing at Valparaiso. The freshmen will be in the field house. The JV will be on the main floor. And again, that's at 5 o'clock our time, 4 o'clock Valparaiso time. The varsity game will follow the JV in the main gym. The girls will be at Concord tonight, JV at 6:15. Varsity will follow that. We'll have the girls broadcast right after the JV game on News Now Warsaw. We encourage you to start listening at about 7 o'clock. Sunday and Monday, no competitions. Then on Tuesday, the girls host Elkhart at the Tiger Den. JV game begins at 6. Coverage at 7:10 on News Now Warsaw. The gymnastics team is at Wawasee at 6 on Tuesday. The freshman boys are at Oak Hill at 6:30 on Tuesday. Nothing on Wednesday. Then Thursday, the freshman boys are at Northwood in basketball at 6 o'clock. The JV and varsity girls are at Northwood on Thursday. JV will start at 6. Our coverage at 7:10 on News Now Warsaw. And the boys NLC Swimming and Diving Championships will begin at Northridge on Thursday at 6 o'clock. Friday, big deal here in the Tiger Den. Northwood's coming to town. Aaron Wolf and his bunch are coming in, thinking Northern Lakes Conference Championship. Airtime will be 6:10, JV at 6:15. That is the TV 46 game of the week. And then next Saturday, we're talking indoor track and field. Yes, sir. The T-Rack will be busy with boys and girls for an indoor track meet over at the north end of the Warsaw Community High School. The swimming and diving teams, the boys teams, will be in action at Northridge for the final round of the NLC. Wrestling sectional is at Plymouth, and the boys basketball team is at Elkhart next Saturday night. The Tiger Wrestling Club is back, and that will begin next week. It will begin on Tuesday night, and in practices will go from 6 to 7:15 on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The first night is Tuesday. They'll take a break for spring break and then come back and have practices on April 11th and 13th. So it runs that length of time, all of February and all of March. The cost is $60 for the first wrestler, $40 for the second within a family, $20 for each additional wrestler. If you are interested, there is a story up at warsaw-tigers.com about this. So if you go to the Warsaw Wrestling page at warsaw-tigers.com, you will be able to see that. You'll be able to print out the registration form and turn that in so that your kids can get started on that next week. We'll come back and finish up the show next. Here it is, Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Remember when all the weird stuff was being said, like, wear two masks before you go outside?
It's a strange world, all right.
As a matter of fact, at R&B Car Company, we never stop buying cars and selling cars. 600 vehicles to choose from right now, with no payments for 90 days and rates as low as 3.79% with approved credit.
$3,500 minimum for your trade-in, or we'll match your down payment up to $3,500.
And financing options available for everyone, even the toughies.
Shop now and get pre-approved.
Shop now at rbcarcompany.com.
Hello, service department. Our pool filter stopped working.
Okay, we'll send a replacement.
Nope, just dig a new pool.
Sometimes it's obvious when you should replace just a part. Like if your windows have condensation between the panes, you may not need to replace the whole window. The specialists at Glass Doctor can install new insulated glass in your existing frames for less than you might think. Save money and restore your window's appearance. Visit glassdoctor.com.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint.
Oh yeah!
Lake City Restoration on Argonne Road in Warsaw is there when you need them most. Call 574-385-9111. Whether it's damage from a fire, flood, mold, storm, or biohazard, Lake City Restoration is the solution for your emergency service needs. Call 574-385-9111. That's 385-9111, online at lcrestore.com, or simply Google Lake City Restoration.
And now for a final thought on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, here's Roger.
Again, kudos to both the boys and girls basketball teams for receiving accolades from the IHSAA, from game officials, and from school administrators from around the area, around our conference, who noticed good behavior by our kids, and not only noticed it, but were willing to step out and say something to other people about it. That's really cool, and we are grateful that we are in an area where ADs and referees aren't afraid to do that kind of stuff. They're willing to take the time to make that known to other people. So good job by them. Congratulations to Ian Wiebrink on breaking the school record in the 100 in the pool and almost doing it in the 50. His name goes up on the board as an almost. You missed something by a hundredth of a second. That's pretty good stuff. So good job by the senior, who is finishing strong, and hopefully will have a great run next weekend in the conference boys tournament in swimming. We will be with the girls tonight. Again, we will get updates on the boys. The boys start a lot earlier than the girls do. Their JV game is going to start at 5 o'clock our time. So the varsity is going to start somewhere around 6:30. So just about the time that the girls game is really getting going, the boys should be finishing up. We will be in contact with the boys. The process by which we get stats at the quarters, they email those stats to us. They will continue to do that tonight, so we will get updates every quarter on the boys' progress throughout the night, and we will keep you updated on that. But we just feel really strongly that we need to be with the girls as they get ready to hopefully celebrate a conference championship tonight at Concord, and we will be there to kickstart the party. Have a great weekend, everyone. Thanks to all the coaches for turning in their results, and thank you for spending your Saturday with us. And again, I want to say a special thank you to everybody in Warsaw Athletics who participated in my little birthday party last night. That was really nice. If you were at the game last night, apparently they announced that it was my birthday and everybody cheered. I had no idea, because I was in the transition between switching over from my the JV folders and stats to my varsity. I had no idea till after it was all over. So I apologize for that. But thanks to everybody who brought up stuff and cards, and that was much, much appreciated. I appreciate that very, very much. It was a really good birthday, and it's always better when you celebrate your birthday with a Tiger win, which we got to do last night. We will talk to you tonight from Dunlap. Have a great Saturday.
You've been listening to another great sporting event on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM. For more, log on to the Warsaw Athletics website, warsaw-tigers.com. To listen to archive shows and Tiger game broadcasts, go to newsnowwarsaw.com. You can also follow News Now Warsaw on Facebook and Twitter. This has been a presentation of News Now Warsaw, a proud member of Kensington Digital Media of Indiana.